This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has announced a new plan aimed at getting a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
It's called Operation Warp Speed.
And the president says it's unlike anything the nation has seen since the Manhattan Project. It's aimed at having 300 million vaccine doses in stock by January, which even National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins tells the AP is a stretch goal if there ever was one.
Way outstripping anything that's ever been done.
And it could waste millions of shots and a lot of money if the vaccines chosen for production don't pan out. The president believes they will by year's end.
When a vaccine is ready, the U.S. government will deploy every plane, truck, and soldier required to help distribute it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump expressed confidence in a coronavirus test used at the White House, despite the Food and Drug Administration's investigation into its accuracy. At his Rose Garden news conference Friday, Trump said the test from Abbott Labs has been working well since its rollout in March.
No, Abbott's a great test. It's a very quick test, and it can always be very rapidly double-checked. If you're testing positive or negative, it can always be double-checked, but it's a very good test, very portable, very quick.
The FDA said Thursday it was investigating preliminary data that suggests the test might miss COVID-19 cases, falsely clearing infected people. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn told CBS Friday that if a person is suspected of having COVID-19 and gets a negative test result, it might be worth getting a second test. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.